Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
What up, what up?
Welcome to Allegedly Supposedly,
right? Yep. We're two best friends sharing the adventures of our 30s and the memories of our 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, friend, what you been up to?
You know, not much of anything, but I am so thrilled that we are almost in autumn. I woke up this morning at 6:30.
Oh, God.
And it was 65 degrees outside, and I just got so excited. Oh,
my.
Man. Oh, the nice crispy air. I like it crispy. Oh, love it.
And I was talking about this yesterday. It's not even just the weather that I also hate about fall.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sun going down earlier.
That is trash.
And yeah. It's just letting you know winter is here. Winter is coming. I'm going to be down by 4 p.m., bitches. Just give me time. Like, I like this summertime, 7:30, 8 o'clock. The sun is still up.
Yeah.
You fall people. Mm-mm. I know you like the sweaters and the crisp air, but the sun is going down earlier. Winter is here. No.
Oh my God. See, you guys always focus. I just really relish in the joy of the 3 weeks of autumn that we have. I just love making a good pumpkin something. I love being outside with just a little jacket. Maybe not. A sweater, maybe, you know? Oh my God, my favorite. And I also run hot. I'm at a constant state of 110 degrees in my body
internally.
At all times. Internally. So this is very difficult for me.
That's what it is. Because I run cold. Nate's
run cold,
hot, so he loves fall when like that. Because his body naturally, internally, is always so hot.
Yep.
Damn, so y'all are like boiling in summertime.
24/7. All the time. All the time. I'm sweating all the time.
Oh,
and I'm always dehydrated in the summer because of that. Like, I have to drink so much more water in the summer. It is...
Mm-hmm.
And then I told y'all last month about my thighs rubbing together, creating a fire, a forest fire.
Oh, God.
Literally.
A campfire between the legs.
I mean, just a beach bonfire. Like, just terrible.
Oh,
man. That is the really, truly the worst part.
Yeah.
But... I'm excited because it's at that perfect time where the air is crispy in the morning, but the sun's still going down at 8:05.
Yeah.
So that's a good time right now. It's a good time. What about you, friend? You're still going out. You're still living your best summer life.
I'm trying to slow down now. I did a lot this summer. I had a great summer, though. It's been a great summer.
Yeah.
It's been great. I started off the summer, literally, I was like, I'm doing everything. Any invites, send to me. I would say yes. I did a lot. I was out here in these streets.
You were.
But yeah, I'm trying to sit my ass down now for this last month because I got shit to do.
I know.
Even my sister just hit me up last night. She's like, so Kate Renata's in town. Let's get tickets.
I know.
I half thought about it and then I looked and it's this weekend, which we're going to be away.
Yep.
So.
And Afropunk. Yeah. I think Afropunk is this weekend. I think that's where
it'll
be.
Oh, is it?
I think it's
Afropunk.
Yeah.
Afropunk. Oh, okay. I didn't even realize what that was. She was sending.
Yeah, it's Afropunk and Fashion Week in the same.
It's Fashion Week too. Yeah,
which is definitely a thing.
Wild. Oh. Yeah. Turn up, black people.
I know. Harlem Fashion Row was last night. It's all the, oh my God, so beautiful. Everybody looked so beautiful yesterday.
Oh, beautiful.
I am so happy I'm not a part of it any longer, but I just, oh man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. People that like are on the scene, out on the scene. Like it's Fashion Week. That's like, you gotta mm-hmm. be, you got a lot of shit doing out. Every night. You're mm-hmm. out on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on my couch
last night. I can't. And we went. That's one of the memories of our 20s.
I remember.
We went to the Harlem Fashion Show.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Memories of our 20s.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. Little babies.
Little babies. Running around the city, running down downtown.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But yeah, I've been good. Nate's running this triathlon.
Holy guacamole
this Saturday. He's doing his triathlon. He's been training hard.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been a long time coming. I'm excited for him. I'm excited for myself to just be here and witness this shit. Like the
listen, you guys, off mic, I told Natasha, I can't believe I know a normal person who's doing a triathlon. Like, and not like a fitness freak who bikes through different states every week.
Right.
Like he's a normal person and he's just mm-hmm. like, yeah, I'm going to do a triathlon. Mm-hmm. I can't believe I know this person. I can't believe you're engaged to this person.
I can't believe either. My God. Y'all know me, my workout struggles. Well documented on this here podcast. Yeah. Well, my other half is doing a triathlon this fucking
week. Yeah.
So crazy. But it'll be fun. I'm doing a nice little week. We're going down today. It's a little weekend in Atlantic mm-hmm. City.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm excited about. My parents are coming down. My mom is like so hyped for the casino. She don't even know what she's going to go watch. She's like, oh yeah, we're going to see this race or whatever, but I'm going to be at the Caesars. Find me in the slots. I'm like, okay, mom.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. But yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah.
Fun little time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Crazy. That is crazy that I'm with this person.
Oh my God. It's crazy that
it's comical.
Like, yeah, it's really God just up there howling. Y'all, let me tell you something. Nate's thighs are the size of three watermelons put together at this point. He is tree trunk legs, okay? And he is out here running, jumping, swimming, biking, out here doing all of the things.
Doing the most.
Oh my goodness. And I am like, oh my God, Natasha, you're working out at the gym twice a week?
I know. Shout out. I made it to the gym this morning, even.
You did?
Myself. I did.
Oh man.
I did. Solo. Didn't even have my homegirl.
Really?
Honestly. Yeah, she had something to do this morning. So I was like, all right.
Okay.
Guess I gotta go by myself. You gonna go, Tasha? You know, that inner dialogue. You gonna go?
Yeah. Oh,
you gonna go? Oh. I'm like, all right, I got time. Because we didn't have our meeting. And I was like, I have nothing. I literally have nothing else to do. So I need to go. I have no excuse. Part of me was like, should I pack? I could pack now. I'm the packing. God, look at your ass.
No, there's always something. There's always something. You can clean down them counters. You can mop the floor. There's mm-hmm. like always something else that you could be doing.
Always.
Oh man.
But I made it. Married at First Sight is what got me there. Because I was like, a new episode that came out yesterday.
Oh, and that's my treadmill.
Mm-hmm. So that's what really got me there. I was like, oh, I could watch Married at First Sight though.
Yes.
That's what got me there.
Oh my God. I voice messaged Geneva about it yesterday.
No, I didn't finish though, so I don't know everything.
Okay. But two of the people, I don't know if you got to this place, but two of the people mm-hmm. were wearing fur coats.
Furs. San Diego.
That's what I said. I was like,
that's why you text Geneva.
Yeah. I was like, Geneva girl, is this for, does it actually get cold at all? She was like, no, it's probably 61 max.
Yeah, max. It doesn't dip below 60 in fucking San Diego. What?
And they were wearing like full blown North Face like, jackets.
Please. I cannot. Mm-mm.
She was like, oh yeah, they're probably in crisis. I was like, that is, it's so wild.
That's so crazy.
Imagine she didn't know what was going on.
Imagine your body's climatized to that.
Oh my God.
Like it hits 60 and you're like, oh my God, it's freezing. You are living in the tropics, just beautiful weather all the time. When your body is doing that to you, I fucking hate you.
That's I know.
So unfair. Oh my God.
And what a handicap. Because
that too. That means you can't go nowhere.
You'd be taken out. Yeah.
You'd be taken out anywhere.
Yeah. Geneva, yesterday, our voice message was like, have you seen me in the snow? Have you seen how I act?
Yeah, she can't do it. Can't do it. Nope. Not at all.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
Wild. Wild, wild. Mm. But yeah, we have a fun episode for today.
We do more stories. Oh
God, workplace horror part 2. Justine has a trove, y'all. I do.
I had to go back, you guys, because I was so focused on the sexual harassment stuff. Mm-hmm. But I had to go back and look at some of the evidence that I've collected and saw so much more racism. And so I'm just including all those two. So we'll have enough for a whole episode today.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord, that's so sad. Yikes. So, yeah, let's dive in. I mean,
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
I've worked in some pretty crazy places, and you've definitely experienced the sexism, the racism, the mm-hmm. classism, mm-hmm. the everything all wrapped in one at all of these places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jeez, mm-hmm. Where you want to start today, friend?
So I think we're going to wrap up the sexual harassment stuff with the top tier sexual harassment story.
Oh, God.
Which I think I previewed last time, I think. Which is the last summer party. The place that I worked at before I quit, we used to have a party quarterly, but the big ones were the summer party and the holiday party. Those are the big ones.
Y'all, let me tell you though, this company's parties, I'm sad I never made it to one of these, because you always came back the next day like, bitch, let me tell you, every holiday party, every summer party, Justine always had some literally crazy like you watch on TV, like Horrible Bosses, yes! the movie yes. type drama yes. and gossip that you would bring to me that next day.
Yo. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I remember going to one of the after party of the holiday party sober and really observing everyone.
Mm.
Oh man, everybody was so drunk. They went to a drag God. Show after. It was a Wednesday. God.
I'm not doing this with my coworkers. I'm just not doing this.
No. No.
Yeah, I'm good.
My home life fulfills me enough. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't need to be turning up with like my work colleagues. No. I can even call them friends. You know no. what I mean? Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah. And letting them mm-hmm. see my ass like that? Like, no. Absolutely not.
So speaking of seeing somebody's ass, so
yeah. Here we go. Oh,
God. So the summer 2019 party, mm-hmm. epic day. We rented mm-hmm. a boat. Now, if wow. y'all know anything about me and boats, you know yeah. that I yeah. fall asleep immediately, mm-hmm. immediately on a boat. And people mm-hmm. were like, "Oh, do some Dramamine, do some this, do some that." It's literally taking a placebo. If I took a sugar pill, it does not matter. I will say, you guys, I'm sick. You guys, I feel sick. You guys, I feel sick, and I will fall asleep, dead asleep, the entire time we're on the boat. So we get on the boat, and it's unlimited drinks, unlimited for all liquor.
What?
On a boat.
So people ain't got nowhere to go, so they're about to just get fucking hammered.
Hammered. And of course, it started maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. I know it did. God.
So they have a little buffet thing going on. I'm asleep dead in on one of the tables. I'm done. Like, after maybe half an hour I lasted, and mm-hmm. I'm, like, finished. Everybody else is slamming. Whatever your favorite yeah. cocktail is, tequila, tonic is mine, the twist of lime. Whatever that is, people are getting 8, 9, 10 of them. People
are going just going crazy. Yep.
Midday on a boat. So we get off the boat. I get off the boat. I do a little shimmy, and I'm fine. Like, mm-hmm. everybody was like, "Justine, are you okay?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm fine. Let's go to the after party." I was like, "Yeah, no worries." Mm-hmm. So we get to the after party. All of leadership is there. The president mm-hmm. of the company is there. The CEO of the company is there. Everybody's there. There's one person there who is also happened to be the fraternity brother of the CEO.
Okay.
And he had a very high up position at the company who owned our company.
Okay, so like the umbrella company.
Yes.
Damn, they met together like that.
Like that. Like crazy. That.
Frat brother kind of uh-huh. just, yeah, the whole, uh-huh. it's all in the family. Yeah.
All in the family, yep. Wow. So he also,
nepotism and the bros club or something, the white man's club.
Oh, the, oh my God. I was going to say the old white man's club.
Oh, it's something like that, though. What something is that like phrase? That.
Oh, my God. I can't
old boys. Old boys club. Old boys club. Okay, holy, we're not far shit. Off.
Yeah, we weren't.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Definitely.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. and this guy who I'm speaking about, not CEO, this guy,
okay,
oversaw the HR for everybody.
Oh, God. He's that HR?
He's the head of the head of HR. Like
the head of, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He also had a full, thick head of hair and a black wife.
Oh. Yes. Plot twist. Okay.
Major plot twist. Major.
Oh. Interesting. Okay.
He and I used to talk a lot. He used to come up to me and like talk to me about stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. I think because mm-hmm. he knew. I never knew he had a black wife until I saw mm-hmm. a picture of him on Slack. And I was like, oh!
Oh, interesting.
And it made sense why he talked to me, because other leadership, they didn't really
like see
vibe
you.
With me like that. Not really. Yeah no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we always had kind of like a little like banter, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We get to this bar for the after party.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is all over me.
Oof.
All over me. I mean, talking about wrapping his arm around my shoulder saying, "Don't we look good together as a couple?" Like,
what?
Wild.
your boss's 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 boss,
boss's like boss's boss, who oversees C-suite. HR for everyone.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Is up to these shenanigans, right? Mm-hmm. Now, whilst I know that this is crazy, I also know that I, as I've told you guys, have been sexually harassed in so many ways for people who don't even have any power. So being sexually harassed by somebody who could raise my pay, not the worst. Yeah. No. That was where the bar was. Honestly, yeah, that was where my head was.
Mentally, you're like, well, this ain't too bad. I might get something out of this.
Caress. I might get something out of this. Yeah. Like, honestly, that's where it's at. And if any of you all have ever worked with men, you know, especially in the tech world, unless they want to fuck you or be you, you're not getting promoted. You are there as the diversity hire. You are not getting promoted. You are not getting recognized for your work. Nothing. They want to keep you down low. So that's why I always say this. That's why it's important to have, if you're a Black woman, to have a white work husband. It's important for you to know what the white people in leadership and above think of you.
Think and say and what's happening.
It's important to have some sort of like influence, infiltration. Yeah. It's important.
I think that's a great piece of advice.
Right?
I mean, I know you have your homegirls and you're kind of kiki, you find your little other Black friend there, whatever, whatever. But yeah,
definitely.
Make friends with at least one white man so you know what the hell is going on up top.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And this is a company who they were treating the cis hetero thin white women like trash. So it was really, I mean, just there was no hope.
No hope for you, bitch. Oh, God.
But we were on Patreon. So I was like, well, it's not so bad.
Not too bad.
You know, I saw at least past it, right? I was hopeless for a long time. And I saw at least past it.
You saw past, yeah.
But when this guy was all over me, I mean, Natasha was wild. I wish I could remember all the stuff that he was saying. Mm-hmm. But he was talking about taking trips together. Like, he was wild. He has two kids. What? Two kids with this other Black woman.
And who is whispering his wife. All these sweet nothings in your ear.
Not even whispering, proclaiming out to the rest of the company. Proclaiming.
Wow. In public.
Wild.
Wild. The fuck?
Crazy. So then.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Let's say it's 7:30. Then. First of all, another member of senior leadership, a father of four people under six, gets kicked out of the bar for being too drunk.
These fathers dying at home, yo. They want nothing to do with these kids. Getting shit-faced like in 2 seconds at the company party. That is sad. Oh, my God.
And he was known for it. We all knew once he was out, he was out here, like he was outside.
Yeah.
He was a big time church guy. He wanted to start a church with another member of the company because, you know, they all friends, they all buddy, giving mega church pastor vibes. Oof. And he was dragged out by security and the sun was still up. So then,
right.
So at 7:30, then time goes by, right? Time progresses. And I can't tell this story because it did not happen to me, but I'll tell you all that man who was all over me talking about all this and that and the third was swiftly removed from the party at around 9:15, 9:30. And it was Labor Day weekend. And by that Tuesday, oh my God, we're coming up on our anniversary. By that Tuesday, he no longer was with the company who we were owned by.
He was
terminated.
Hey guys, that's a taste of this week's episode of Allegedly Supposedly.
For full access to Allegedly Supposedly, all videos and extra special bonus content, join us on Patreon at
patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose.
Thanks.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.